Progressive CO district attorney who dismissed sex offenders kidnapping charges faces recall. By Sean Moran on July 22, 2025. A Colorado district attorney faces a recall attempt after she moved to dismiss charges against an alleged registered sex offender who was accused of trying to kidnap a child. Aurora Councilwoman at Large Danielle Jarinski said of Arapahoe County District Attorney Amy Patton, "What has been going on over the past 6 months? Several different things. She has dismissed cases that absolutely should have been prosecuted. She has given out a lot of probation for felony crimes, misdemeanor crimes, crimes that should have warranted several years in prison." Reports from mid-July stated that the district attorney's office plans to drop charges against 33-year-old Solomon Galligan, who was charged on a single count of attempted kidnapping. Aurora police previously reported that Galligan is a registered sex offender, with his registration tied to the Pueblo County Sheriff's Office. He was found incompetent to stand trial, Fox News reported. Libs off TikTok stated that per Galligan's Facebook profile, Galligan appears to be transgender. "From what I understand is that I don't know how else to put it, but that Amy Patton went shrink shopping to find someone to make sure that they would say that Solomon Galligan was not fit to stand trial," Jarinski said. "And instead of coming out and saying that Amy Patton is at least going to hold this individual in the state mental health hospital, she just makes a statement that charges are going to be dismissed, and this individual is going to be released," Jarinski continued. "She is trying to now walk that back and say that Solomon is going to go to the state mental health hospital, but not giving a timeline, not giving any information." Eric Ross, a public information officer for the district attorney's office, said, "My knowledge of this individual is they have been found mentally incompetent multiple times on previous criminal cases in different judicial districts outside Arapahoe County. So there is a history of documented mental illness. It's not like this is a one and done where this person has never been on anyone's radar, and they found somebody to write them a note to say that they're mentally incompetent. Regarding the Galligan case, we cannot take a case to trial when a defendant has been deemed mentally incompetent. We are required to adhere to state law which requires charges be dismissed. With that said, the defendant is being permanently committed to a mental institution." The councilwoman has noted that there appears to be a pattern of Patton being soft on crime since she took office half a year ago. The situation with Caitlin Weaver, beautiful 24-year-old Aurora resident, was on her way home from work, broad daylight, was T-boned by a 15-year-old in this country illegally with two small children in the back of the van as well, Jarinski remarked. "He stole the van from his mother. Caitlin Weaver was killed instantly." Jarinski and her supporters have 60 days to acquire 75,000 signatures to officially recall Patton. If the recall threshold is hit, Patton will have 5 days to decide whether to resign or to run again for her office. "If you hurt somebody in the city of Aurora, I'm an Aurora City Council member," Jarinski said. "I need to be standing up for the people of Aurora. And that means protecting them. That means focusing on public safety. So I take on a lot of extra duties, if you will. And sometimes that's alone. I'm okay with that." Sean Moran is a policy reporter for Breitbart News. Follow him on X @SeanMoran3.